Orange in the Central West's 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Joining us online this morning for the final time for 2021, it's the Mindful Doctor, Dr. Gabrielle Staniforth. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Neil. How are you?
Very, very well. Looking forward to a break. Just got to get this thing through to 9 o'clock and we're out of here. I reckon. I said to the boss yesterday, I said, what time are you leaving? I said, 9:00:01. I'll be out the door.
Oh, but, you're going to give them an 01. That's pretty generous.
Yeah. You know me. I'm all business. Now let's talk about it. Plenty of us are going to go on holidays. People are going to be getting down to Sydney, getting down the coast, up the coast, wherever people go. We're going, and with the cases of COVID, the numbers are blowing out. I think that at some point, it's, you know, we're going to get it. The predictions are for 25,000 plus cases a day in New South Wales alone come the end of January. So it's going to be big.
Yeah, look, I think those predictions look like they probably will turn out to be true. And I guess, in a sense, this is what we've been preparing for the last 2 years. We've had these vaccinations out for some time now, and everyone's had the opportunity to get vaccinated, have their second dose, and now lots of people are turning up for their booster doses. Unfortunately, I think we're all going to be exposed to COVID at some point, and it's really important that we arm ourselves as best we can in terms of fighting this battle. So getting vaccinated and, you know, doing those simple measures that are no longer mandated, things like wearing masks, really important if you're in a closed space with lots of people, washing your hands and, you know, just trying to create some distance between one another if you're in that, you know, those busy spaces, especially over this Christmas period.
Yeah, look, I must say, I was so pleased to see the mask mandates go, but I'm looking around. I mean, we've got plans to go down to Sydney for the test and a bit of time at Manly. I'm thinking, hey, kids, let's stick those masks back on when we're in close quarters and confined areas.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea, Neil. And what we've got to remember is wearing masks protects other people as well. So it's a lovely thing that you can do for the community, not just for yourself, but also for those around you, really, you know, being respectful of everybody else.
Absolutely right. Look, to everyone, do the right thing. Stay safe, socially distance when you can. We all know the right things to do. I think we just got to take it on board ourselves. Whether it's being dictated to us by the government and health officials or not, I think we should just do the sensible thing. Now, the other thing with Christmas here, you know, we all like to indulge a little bit. I'm first in the indulgence line when it's there to be had. And I think a mindful time, particularly for those of us that have been on health kicks and trying to get it better ourselves, not to throw it all out the door.
Oh, absolutely. I guess one of the biggest things around this time is lots of Christmas parties, and therefore there's more opportunity or, you know, more events where you would be drinking alcohol when you otherwise wouldn't. Just keeping those guidelines in mind, which have changed recently, and that is, you know, you no more than 10 standard drinks in a week and no more than 4 in any one sitting. So it's
that's going to be a challenge. That's going to be a challenge, Doctor.
Well, just keep it, I said, be mindful. Keep it in mind. Drinking water and, of course, food as well. You know, it's a time where we're catching up with friends and family, and food is a big part of that in our Australian culture, and that's okay. Someone said to me the other day, you know, eat the ham, but maybe don't eat the layer of fat. So keeping that in mind, you know, we don't want to ruin everything that we've done this year in terms of health. But, you know, everything in moderation.
Yeah, and also try and get the exercise in. So if you know you've got if you've got a big Christmas lunch happening or dinner happening, go for a walk in the morning. I think it could only help.
Well, exercise, you know me, Neil, it's a not negotiable.
Yeah.
It's something that you should be doing every day, not necessarily exercise, but, you know, moving your body every day, no excuses. I personally do more exercise and move my body more when I'm not at work, because it's something that I do enjoy so much, not only for my physical health, but my mental health.
Yeah.
And with holiday times around, you know, I find that there's more space and freedom to actually get out and move my body.
Yeah.
And with the kids too, which is an added bonus.
Yeah, and usually we end up near some water somewhere, be it at the dam or at the beach or by some river. Get in there, get amongst it, have a swim. It's all so good for you.
Absolutely, but let's remember sun protection as well. It's going to be pretty hot now, even though the rain's passed. So it's really important to slip, slop, flap, wrap, whatever that that little ditty is. It's really important to pop the sun cream on, make sure you reapply it if you are swimming, wear a hat, long sleeves. You don't want to end up with a melanoma.
Absolutely right. To you and Nigel and the kids and all your family, I'd like to wish you on behalf of all of us, and I'm sure the listeners too, a very Merry Christmas and, of course, a safe one. The Mindful Doctor, Dr. Gabrielle Staniforth, thank you very much for your time across 2021, and let's do it again next year.
Yeah, let's do it, Neil. And Merry Christmas to you, your family, and to all the listeners as well. Be safe.